Welcome back. It's nice to see that many of you have returned. I always slightly wonder whether anyone's going to come back the next day. And so it's lovely to see you all again. And I thought we could begin with a short puja, as we did yesterday, only this time I've written it down, because I thought I knew it, but anyway, it's an unusual way for me to chant. So we can, and for people who've not been before, this is a ceremony we do every day in the monastery, first thing in the morning, as a way of just gathering, recollecting our common purpose and aspiration, and our common refuge and support. The Buddha, the fully enlightened one, and also our own capacity for awakening, our own capacity to see clearly when we let go of our self-centered view of the world. The Dhamma, the truth, which is apparent here and now, timeless, encouraging us to investigate, leading inwards, and something that each one of us can experience for ourselves directly when we're fully present. And Sangha, the community, the disciples, those who support each other through their sincere efforts in practice and putting the teachings into practice, finding benefit and sharing those understandings with others. So these are the three refuges that we recollect. So it's a very helpful way of kind of setting our compass at the start of the day. So we can turn towards the shrine. I can turn towards the shrine. You're all facing the shrine. And at home, you're very welcome to join in, as long as you stay muted. So what we did yesterday, I chant one line and then I chant it again. And so you can join in the second time. You can join in the first time as well if you know it. But otherwise we can chant it line by line. To the Blessed One, the Lord who fully attained perfect enlightenment. To the Blessed One, the Lord, who fully attained perfect enlightenment. To the teaching which he expounded so well. To the teaching which he expounded so well. And to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. And to the Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. To these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. To these, the Buddha, the Dhamma, and the Sangha. We render with offerings our rightful homage. We render with offerings our rightful homage. It is well for us that the Blessed One, it is well for us that the Blessed One, having attained liberation, having attained liberation, still had compassion for later generations. Still had compassion for later generations. May these simple offerings be accepted. May these simple offerings be accepted. For our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. For our long-lasting benefit and for the happiness it gives us. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one. The Lord, the perfectly enlightened and blessed one. I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. I render homage to the Buddha, the blessed one. The teaching so completely explained by him. The teaching so completely explained by him. I bow to the Dhamma. I bow to the Dhamma. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. The Blessed One's disciples who have practiced well. I bow to the Sangha. I bow to the Sangha. Now let us pay our preliminary homage to the Buddha. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage, again, two more times. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. Homage to the blessed, noble, and perfectly enlightened one. And then we bow.